The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, get a glimpse at the drinking water that nearly a billion people around the world use on a daily basis. They have no other choice but to drink contaminated, dirty water. And as a result, children and their families are getting sick and thousands die every day. Find out how you can be a part of the solution by helping to drill fresh water wells in 15 nations around the world. You can give someone the first drink of clean water in their lifetime. It will save their lives, restore their hope, and show them God's love. And it tastes pretty good as well. Next on Life Today.
We want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are thrilled to share this time with you. You know, there's a lot of discussion about government and how government should function. And recently, over past months, we've heard about salmonella infections. We've had some eggs that have created problems. We've had contaminated meat. And there are drugs and there are other things that are taken off the shelf because they're dangerous to us. Well, let me just say as emphatically as I can, that's one of the appropriate and most proper functions and roles of a healthy government, and that is to protect us. So, Betty, I'm grateful whenever a product reaches the shelf and it's something wrong with it. In the first place, it should never get there. But for our protection, it's taken away. So if you get something, you go and you buy something that you think is beneficial, and when you bought that and you took it home and you consumed it and it killed you, you think how awful that is. Unexpected, unacceptable, and we can do something about it. But now what if you were going to get something that was absolutely essential? Just like that's why the Food and Drug Administration, that's why laws are in place, that's why, as I said, a healthy government protects the people. It is a mistake to see a government ever as primarily the all-provident one, the provider. Now, they can provide services agreed upon by the people, which the people are, in fact, paying for. It's a lie to tell people that government's going to take care of all the needs because you're swiping other people's credit cards oftentimes and even unborn children's credit cards to meet all the demands and expectations and entitlement mentality of people who depend upon it. But if government functions properly and something is out there that's a killer or that can hurt your health, then we want to know about it. We want to be protected from it. But Betty, all over the world, children and their families and mothers are going to get, think about this, a cup of water. I mean, even more necessary daily than food for your survival. Water, you've got to have it. And you go and get it, and it is actually, in fact, a killer. It actually takes life. We've got mothers all over the world, Betty, who are going to get something. As you're going to see in the course of this program, what they think they're going to get that's meaningful is, in fact, totally destructive. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, we can do something about it if we just have the will to do it. And my heart cry is, not only that we have government and law functioning and enforced appropriately, and that we protect people, but that as caring people, we meet needs that love can meet, and we do it gladly. And that is one of the reasons I think our viewers who are part of our family of faith, they love the outreaches of life. They love sharing life. I think it's a joy not only to do it, but collectively for us to join together and do it.
I love the outreaches of life. I get blessed, you and I do, in giving and sharing. And you know, James is talking about the necessity of water. Well, these mothers go to get this water, James. You have to have water. You can't do without water. But the problem is they don't have a choice. They have to give them their children the contaminated water.
Yeah, whatever they can get to. I want you to just listen to mothers. I want you to observe mothers. And I'd like you to look at it with a true mother's heart, but God the Father's heart. We want people to understand the heart of the Father. Watch.
Women walk up to 4 miles or more a day in search of water to sustain life. The tragedy is what they bring back to their families from these contaminated sources contains disease and death. Fatima has been collecting water from here since she was a young girl, and now she is raising another generation who is destined to do the same. When a mother has no choice but to collect water from an unsafe source, the consequences can be devastating for her children, leaving many mothers emotionally distraught.
I'm standing by the answer. I'm standing by the solution. A well, I can operate very easily with one hand. Any child can do it. You've got clean water coming here, and this is life. And so entire families and village communities come here to get their water. This is what love does. Love gives life. Jambo. Yes, it is good, and God is great, and love never fails. I am so grateful God put it in my heart to want to heal the brokenhearted, to want to care for those who are afflicted. Betty and I saw just a few days ago a beautiful little family here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had a little baby. And when that baby was a few months old, they recognized that their little baby boy couldn't see. And they were holding that little boy, and the father was tearful, talking about how much he loved him and how he wished his little boy could see. And Betty and I just sat there with tears in our eyes and wanted to help if there was any way. They were talking about going overseas even where they thought they might could do something. They didn't know. But I know Betty and I said, we want to help them. We want that little baby to see. We thought about all of our grandchildren, 11 of them, and how when we held them as babies, and how we held our 3 children as babies, and how we're so grateful they could see. If your child couldn't see, you'd want them to be able to. What if there was a perfect fix? What if for what made your baby ill had a simple solution? Well, Betty, drilling water wells and giving clean water is the most simple solution imaginable. And the sad thing is that we've got so many people, like you saw those mothers going to get what was necessary, and they were getting death, and that's what they were coming back with.
The first mother that we saw, James, she was speaking out. She was not only angry, frustrated, but crying out for help because her children, she explained, were getting ill because of the water that they had, the source that they have. I would just love to see us join together and give them a source of water that will bring life to their children.
And you know, I think people would say, if I went up the street and I saw a child that was thirsty, I'd sure give them water. We see workers. We've got a neighbor, matter of fact, that lives close to us. Dad's a publisher of the Star-Telegram. And his son goes and gives water, takes water, and sometimes I think takes Gatorade to workers who are working all around the community doing landscaping or working in the yard. He'll just go give them water. His name is Patrick. He's just got a heart for God. He wants to go and give somebody something. This is the heart. Hey, how can this not be the heart of God? How can this not be the heart of His people? And when you've got people desperate for life, I mean, they're desperate to just go get water. And the water you have to have, and it's in fact a killer. What they go for expecting, they get the exact opposite. What's the solution? As Betty said, it's give them clean water. It's what that mother was crying out for. I want you to watch this. I want you to look and see the dedication, the commitment to go and get what is needed, and look what they're getting.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. I mean, look, there's a dead animal just floating right down the river. This is unbelievable. To think that this is the water that people come to get their drinking water.
Look at that little girl.
Little girl's
drinking
right there. That's what they do come down.
That little girl is drinking that water.
This is filthy, dirty water. And they're drinking this stuff.
Doesn't have to happen. I don't want it to happen,
Betty.
I thank you, Lord, that you put it in our heart to give wells. I pray you put it in the heart of everyone watching. Betty and I made a commitment years ago, and I can remember when we first made the commitment, it was quite a step at that time. And then, lo and behold, our missionaries, our team came and said, well, we're going to do it twice a year because not only is the need so great, but the effect is so positive that we're going to drill water wells all over the world. And we've committed to drill another 400 this year. And Betty and I said, well, we're going to drill a well. We're going to always give it. We started. And then when we did two, you know, with our support to our church and then just supporting all the outreaches of life, we always have. The greatest thing we could give is our lives, to go all over the world on the mission field and to give our lives to seeking to bless you and bless others. But we could give that monetary. It didn't matter if it was a stretch. We gave it. It's one of the greatest blessings. And I've pointed out in the scriptures, I've tried to take you again and again to literally the promises of God. I mean, the missionaries that Paul oversaw were supported by only a few believers. And some of them were the Philippian Christians. Do you remember what he said in a direct way to the Philippian Christians? He said, you're the only ones who time and again sent to our need. The only ones. And he said, I'm okay because I know how when I'm abounding or I'm abased, I'm still content in whatever condition. I'm trusting Christ. The peace of God guards my heart. That's what Paul said. And let that peace guard your heart. But he said, to those of you, and he said, I love the fact that you've supported, not because I can have a record or an account of it, but because it goes to your account. And our God, my God, our God, shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God will meet your need. Betty, we found that to be true. Our viewers have found that true. We have challenging times, but to give to others. And when you give something, think about this, a single gift that gives for the rest of people's lives. That's exactly what the water well does. As an example, $48. I mean, does this sound like just a meager amount, $48? For some reason, well, it'd be pretty big for me. But look what it does. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. It just keeps giving. $144, 30 people for the rest of their lives. Water. $4,800 now. That's the cost of a well. Can you give a well? Can't believe how many people have communicated with us that, James, there's nothing we do that we enjoy more and that gives us more joy in our own hearts. Can you give a well? We have some friends who say, you know, I can't do that, but I can give $1,200 and pray three people join me, or I can give $2,400 and pray somebody else joins me. I agree with you in that prayer. Whatever you can do, would you dial that number right now? Use your bank card, make a gift, or write a check. Make the check to Life. Don't even have to put Life Outreach, just Life. And you're giving life. You're giving water for life. And we're going to tell everyone about the water of life. It was the water of life in the missionaries' hearts that led them to the area of great need, and where the answer is love and water, fresh, clean water. If you could make a gift of $144, 72, 48, whatever you can do. We've got some gifts for you. Betty, I am thrilled to offer every single person who makes any gift our life journey. People all over the world said, would you tell us about your marriage? Would you give us the keys and the secrets and the insight to a fulfilling, joyful marriage relationship? Because it's the real deal. And we want to share those insights with you. We'll send it to you for any gift. Beth Moore's book, Praying God's Word. Any gift. Both books. I'd love to send you the journal that Robin walked in and gave me, Betty. You remember how meaningful mm-hmm. that was as I was mm-hmm. battling staph infection, and she had just won a battle against cancer and overcoming, what a miracle. And she said, Dad, God led me to give you this. I want you to have it, a journal where you can just write down what God impresses on your heart. I carry it out to eat with me. I carry it nearly everywhere I go because God gives me thoughts. I want to capture them. But remember them as long as I used to, so I'll write them down. I've got them. And then I'll build on those. We want to send you the beautiful journal. It's just one of the neatest little treasures that anybody ever gave me. We want to say thanks to you. And then the beautiful bronze, the heart of the Father. Boy, that I didn't have this Father in my life. But I got this Father in my life. Well, we want to say thank you for helping us share water all over the world. If you can drill a well or a portion of a well or whatever you can give. Go to the phone right now, please. Let us know what God's put on your heart. And thank you for helping us share water, helping us drill together over 400 water wells. Would you do one? Part of one. Thank you for doing it.
Water. Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Ooh. What do you think when you see that little child holding that cup out?
You know, as I watch these children put this water up and take it into their bodies, I wanted to see a warning sign go off. There was one going off in my heart. I wanted to say, no, 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 it's going to kill you. Please don't. But they would have drank it anyway because you know why? That's all they have to choose from. They have no other source. to go, and they have to have water. They have to even live a little while, even though it's going to make them sick. They don't know that. They just know that they're thirsty. I want to be a part of offering them a water that is pure and clean and gives them a chance at life.
You know, Betty, when I watched that little child a moment ago just wander down there to the water hole, and then you could kind of see him drinking death, I had a flashback of a little child younger than that one in Angola when Betty and I were much younger, because, see, we've been doing this for a long time, trying to save lives. We had stood there with pump, a little squeeze bulb, and the baby died. The baby was sick from likely contaminated water. And then you and Ann Pretorius, Peter Pretorius' wife, missionaries, you held that woman. That's years ago. But in that same spot, I saw another picture, same place exactly where that baby died. A beautiful picture of Princess Di holding a chubby little baby that was well. And that's when Princess Di, before her death, said, let's help the hungry. And I know the people in the United Kingdom, all over Europe, as our friends in Canada and Australia, I know you want to help. Thank you for helping us. But she was holding a pretty baby. And God let me see recently when I was praying, it was like God's heart leaped. He said, James, you're helping me put my arms around a world of pain. I saw from death to life. I saw someone, a princess, die saying, let's help the suffering. We've been able to save those children right there in Angola where they were burying them. Betty and I walked by graves where there were thousands of graves and hundreds freshly buried, hundreds being dug. We stopped in those areas and many other areas because why? Because people like you reached out and touched someone with love, and you dial the number and say, you know what? I may not be able to drill a well. And if you can, I pray you will. You give the $4,800. Or you give $2,400 and pray, dear God, help someone join me and we'll have a well. But you're $48 or you're $144. 10 people or 30 people water the rest of their life. We're asking you, please go to the phone. And if you get a busy, it'll either be because people calling for help are so desperate they want our prayers, or somebody else is calling to help. You thank God, either way. But you be persistent. Call until you get through and say, here's my gift. Use your bank card like a check or write a check. Make it to life and call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail and do it. Or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God put on your heart. You are giving, literally, life's greatest gift, life itself. And we're going to tell people through the missionary's witness about the love and life of God, but not just in word. We're going to show it to them. You make it possible. You help give them water. Give them a chance. Give them life. Please make that call. Be determined. I will get through. I will give life and give a chance to those precious children. We will put God's arms around them and hold them close to His heart. Thank you for making that call.
Water. Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. This is the last day. please call, write, or make your gift online.
This is just exactly what we're after, is we're drilling wells so that people can know that they are drinking life and not death. Now, you want to talk about a worthy investment. Seeing our dollars put into a cup of cool, fresh water that's not going to be diseased when this child puts it to her lips. If you possibly can, please go to the phone, do whatever you can, and partner with us for Water for Life.
Well, Betty, and I want to remind you that we are sending Living in Love because God wants you to live in love, His love, and it's possible to live in a loving relationship, and it's possible to rebuild if you've lost a relationship. Praying God's Word for any gift. On this last day now of our emphasis on Mission Water for Life, we need to hear from every one of you. I want to thank you, and I wish I could reach out and take your hand. But I want to thank you for helping us put God's arms of love around a whole world and just holding them. Thank you for doing that. I do remind you, this is the last day if you're going to help. It's not too late for you to say, I'll drill a well. God's been putting it in my heart. I want to do it. You can count on me. Here's my gift to give water to 10. Thank you so much. Betty, it's a joy to share with our friends. And we say thank you in their behalf. God bless you. He's blessing through you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.